So again, the church brings together the first reading in the gospel text today. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. He is an eternal rock, a place of safety, a place of surety. Someone that can be counted upon at all times, unchanging, unwavering. We bring that from the prophet Isaiah into the gospel text. Jesus says, if you listen to my words, you are like one who has built his house solidly upon rock. This is important because we can hear this gospel text, but we cannot listen to it. We can hear it, but think it says something else. The text does not say, if you listen to these words of mine, the rains will not fall, the floods will not come, and the winds will not blow and buffet your house. But if you don't listen to my words, then all of those things will happen to your house, and it will be destroyed. That's not what the text says. The text says that in both cases, the rains fell, the floods came, and the winds blew. Do not believe that listening to Jesus' word somehow exempts us from living in the world, exempts us from experiences of life and trial and difficulty. What he says is that you will survive the difficulty because you have been built upon my word. You're not exempted from difficulty. You're not exempted from trial. You're not exempted from storms. But know that you have me in the midst of them. Foundations are essential. They are absolutely essential. More work is put into the engineering of the foundations of anything, so much more than the actual structure of it. You see this as they pound piers down into soil to kind of strengthen, to create stability, to find the rock in which then they can build upon. My parents' home 40 years ago when it was built, we dug down 5 feet. We wanted to put a full basement in the house. We dug down 5 feet and hit a solid slab of flint rock or limestone, just rock. The guy looked at my dad and said, well, we can blast it out and give you a full basement, or we can have a crawl space. And my dad was like, let's just keep it a crawl space. But that house was built upon rock. And in the storms that came, multiple storms that came in the 40 years of that house that destroyed the roof, damaged the inside of the house, all of those things. But it was not moved. It was built on rock. Our Lord is a rock. Jesus speaks, our Lord, our God. He speaks words in which it is intended to be foundational for our life. That our life, like a home, you can spend your life. Imagine spending 70 years, 80 years working on your life, building it up, and doing all of that work only to have it set upon sand. Like, it makes no sense. If you're going to invest in the work of your life, if you're going to invest in building up something, then you better make sure that the foundation underneath it is solid and strong. I love when Jesus can use things that are so concrete. Concrete, get it? Concrete, like stone, like cement. Anyway, But it's so visual, you can see it. All of the work, all of the effort, all of the stuff that you would hope and dream for the home, it's all wasted if you don't dig the foundation to rock. Jesus wants to be that rock for you and for me. Amen.